Let's talk about making mealtimes a bit more effective. It's been said that more mealtimes are ruined at the table than the stove, and that's true because the dynamics that take place at the table. So mealtimes are important. They're an opportunity to connect with our children on an emotional level, to catch up with others. It's a way to grow closer to your family. Let's look for some ways that we can make that happen during the mealtime.
So many valuable things can happen at mealtime. And I think as parents, we recognize the social dynamic of mealtime. We want the whole family together for meals. But I think we need to plan it carefully because it doesn't just happen that mealtimes are fun and exciting for kids if they want to be there. As parents, I think we want to see our goal as making this a social time. It's not just about getting the food and the children, because that can be a real struggle at times. But we want to focus on the social dynamic of the meal, helping children learn to interact with one another. I mean, the reality is that most social events for adults focus around food. We've got food everywhere when we get together. And so we want to teach children how to enjoy a meal around people, socialize while they're eating. How does that all come together and work? We can use mealtimes to teach our children some valuable skills.
An overemphasis on manners or respect or proper sitting or all those kinds of things at the table can detract from the opportunity to enjoy each other at the meal. Or sometimes an overemphasis on diet and eating a little bit of everything or something like that can hinder the enjoyment around the table. What we want to do is look for ways to make the mealtime fun. Let's look at the child in particular who tends to be silly or disruptive or dominant. That's a problem around a table, and we need sometimes to take some disciplinary action. But there's some ways we can prevent that if we can work together with that child in advance. Let's concentrate on that a little bit in order to make the mealtime more effective.
We want to help children know how to have conversations around a table. So we're going to teach them how to talk a little bit and listen a little bit. Take turns talking. We may ask a question, bring that question to the table so that each child is going to have a chance to answer it. Question about their day or about their favorite something or other. You want to plan that and then teach children how to share and how to listen. So developing the social skills they need. And mealtime is a great opportunity to do that.
If you find yourself having some challenges at mealtime, you might rearrange the seating. Sometimes the dad at one end and mom at the other end of the table traditional approach isn't the best for family dynamics. You might want to sit on the side of the table with one of your children who's rather challenging at times, just so that you can be close to that child, put your hand on his shoulder or something nearby so that he's getting the attention without creating some kind of conflict around the table. Furthermore, you might want to take a child who tends to need a little bit more attention and give some of that attention before mealtime. You might call that child in to help you set the table and prepare some things and give him an opportunity to tell some stories or talk a bit, allowing him to express himself a little bit more so that when it comes time for the mealtime, he's gotten some attention and is ready to do a little bit more listening.
We also want to gear mealtimes toward the developmental stages of our children. Certainly young children don't have the ability to sit at the table very long, so it's going to be quick. But the older children, we want to engage them in conversation and use mealtime to learn more about their day, about their friends, about what they've enjoyed, what they're struggling with. So with older children, we may even assign a child a conversation topic. Why don't you come and talk about this at the table tonight? Or allow the older child to determine what the topic is going to be at tonight's dinner table. But engage children at their developmental stage. What can they handle around a mealtime? Taking that into account, how long they can sit still, what they're focused on at that stage of development. All these things can help mealtime be a fun experience.
As you've probably already experienced, when you say something like, "Wow, I've got a story to tell you," and you launch into your story, all of a sudden, a lot of the other silliness or disruptive behavior stops as children listen to what you have to say because they're interested, they're engaged. I would suggest that you plan the social part of your mealtime, not just the food itself, because what you're doing then is engaging with your kids in a relational level, often building the excitement, enjoying the relationship, and heading off the problems that might exist otherwise. What we're trying to do is help children enjoy mealtimes now and build into them the desire to enjoy those mealtimes in the years to come.